Montreal. Stay tuned for your Caribbean Callaloo coming up at 2 o'clock. He is in the building. It's been a pleasure. We love you. We hope to see you at MCSO Open Day, Cultural Day at the Anguinan Park. Haiti and Folly. Remember, tomorrow, Bookman Experience at 7 p.m. I will be there. Take good care of yourselves and take care. Have a good day.
CJLO, 1690 AM, Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Holly Cabrera. Kanasatake Grand Chief Serge Simon is in a meeting with federal and provincial officials this morning to discuss the recent dispute over a land transfer in the municipality of Oka. Last week, Oka Mayor Pascal Quevillon voices concern that property values in his town would drop if a local developer transfers 60 hectares of land to the people of Kanasatake. Simon announced that he would only meet with Quevillon after he apologizes for his controversial comments. Four years after Supreme Court Justice Marie Deschamps released a 100-page report describing an underlying sexualized culture in the military that was especially hostile to women and members of the LGBTQ2 community. Over 1,000 protesters dressed in black are currently occupying the Hong Kong International Airport in a demonstration that is expected to last 11 hours. Protesters, including airport staff, can be heard repeating anti-government chants to raise awareness about recent violent attacks on residents. For weeks, residents of Hong Kong have called for democratic reform, an investigation into alleged police brutality, and the withdrawal of the controversial extradition bill, which has been recently suspended. To hear the news and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Push that button.
How about this one?
Say something quick. The security guard coming.
What?
Say something quick.
Say what?
The Caribbean Callaloo, the 2 times award-winning show on CJLO.
Let's go.
1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m.
Let's go. I don't want to be late. It's already noon. He is in the house. DJ 610 is in the house. Caribbean Callaloo is in the house. DJ 610 is in the house. Caribbean Callaloo is in the house.
As we take you on our weekly musical ride through the Caribbean, we are going to fill your musical appetite with the sound and beat of the Caribbean. We do this every Saturdays from noon till 2. This program is called Caribbean Callaloo, where we mix it up with love and all the spices of the Caribbean. We broadcast from CJLO Radio at Concordia University. I'm your host, Raphael 610 McKenzie.
Oh yeah. Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon, and welcome, welcome once more to Caribbean Callaloo. Yep. We have a lot of festivities going on. We've just seen the end of the Nuri Afrik Festival. Great, great, great show they put on over there. Beautiful. Oh boy. Nice. I mean, we are getting going into a lot of different things here in Montreal. Every day, it's every week, there is something nice and new for you. So today, we're looking forward for the MCSO festival over there in Ville La Salle, which commenced today. Sometime it started already, yeah? It started already. I don't have time to look at that right now. Anyway, I'm going to check that out after. All right, so we have a lot of things going on, and I'm going to start the program. Like, give us a call if you need to give us a call, 514-848-7471. Or you could send a text at that same number. And today is a very, very sad day for me. I am right now mourning the pass of my cousin, Cecil. All right. I'm gonna get my thoughts together because Cecil Baines, he passed away this week. Really? Well, yeah. Wow. We're gonna talk about that as we go along. I'm gonna dedicate the first half an hour of this program to my cousin Cecil, who sadly passed away this week. And we're gonna talk about it. And we're going to start off like this. Let me just get my feelings back together. And I'm going to dedicate this first part of the program to Cecil. So let me just start off the program with this. Oh, yes. Something from Bridget Blucher. Oh, yes. Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages, clear for me. Let me hide myself in me. Let the
Oh, yes. Cecil Bain, 1948 to 2019. Came to Montreal, had a really good life in Montreal, which we're going to tell you more about it as we go along with my friend, my family, my cousin. I don't know how I can cool. Can't talk about this. We're gonna come back after this short messages. We're gonna tell you much, much more about our good friend and family, Mr. Cecil Baines. We have his daughter here to represent him, and sister-in-law, Gemma Raven Baines. So, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to get myself together and get my act together. This is not easy for me today. All right. Thank you, ladies, for coming here, but I'm going to be back after this commercial break, okay?
Ready for some thrills, spills, chills, and kills? Fantasia, North America's premier genre film festival, takes over the downtown campus of Concordia University once again. Come get your frights and delights with incredible features and shorts from around the world from July 11th to August 1st. CJLO DJs spin live between films in the Hall Theater every day of the festival. Visit FantasiaFestival.com for more information on movies, tickets, and showtimes. And be sure to listen to CJLO and check out CJLO.com for your chance to win tickets. This is all brought to you by CJLO 1690 AM and the fine boys and ghouls at
Fantasia!
The Groove Masters Hour on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. The Groove on your way home. 514-848-7471. Give us a call.
Excuse me. Is that your real voice?
Oh, yes. We are back alive. And I must say good afternoon to wonderful ladies that are here to help me out with this moment of my life. We have Gemma Raven Baines, which is the, pull it closer to you, yeah. Very closer. Yeah, don't be afraid. All right, so we are going to introduce yourself, the daughter of Cecil.
Yes, my name is Shona Bramble. Mm-hmm. I was born in St. Vincent.
Yes.
But I've been living in the United States for over 30 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. And you came up because of your dad passing and, you know.
Yes.
Wow. I couldn't believe it. But, you know, he passed away from a disease that is very prevalent right now in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And... I guess it's because all the we never used to hear about cancer in the early days of our life, but all that those chemicals that they grow these food with, sometimes certain people's body cannot take it, and I was one of them. I had my share of cancer. I beat it because I every time something challenged me, I'm gonna beat it, or anyone challenges me. And here also is Gemma Rayburn Baines.
Hi.
Gemma. Boy. You're the married to Cecil's brother.
Yeah.
Bernard. And you can tell us quite a bit about Mr. Cecil Baines. And you know something? Are you gonna just start off with a little bit more music to get you in the mood and to get you going? And I know music would get you into the mood for saying a lot of good things.
Good.
Because you've been doing that in Montreal for the last 50 years.
Yeah, I started when I was 5.
You started when you were 5, yep.
Yeah.
Okay, and now you're only 55.
Exactly. You can add.
All right, yeah, sometimes, you know. Okay, because the other day somebody said, I was in a class, and said, Raphael, what's 1 and 1? I says 11. 11, where you get that from? We put 1 and 1 together, it's 11, no?
That's right.
All right, so let me do this. If it's one time we have to use the Lord, to ask the Lord
as a vessel
to guide Cecil into the heavens gate. And I'm sure from the type of guy Cecil was, he's going nowhere else, because the Lord is going to guide him right up there. Check the story.
I'm available.
Lord, Gemma, how you doing? Welcome, and thank you for being here for your brother-in-law.
Thank you.
Because, you know, I wish I could play some music all day long just for my good friend.
Yes, he loved music.
Yeah, he loved music. Remember, he learned it. He learned to play the saxophone, didn't he?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, Julian McIntosh was the one I heard that taught him to play the saxophone. And boy, you know, when he loved it, I had a lot of good times with Cecil back home, back here, and very, very nice guy. All right, Gemma, give us a little rundown on Cecil.
The family of Cecil Alexander Baines wishes to announce with sadness the passing of Cecil, also known as Alex Baines, originally of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Cecil died peacefully on, what day was that?
July 23rd.
Mm-hmm. Surrounded by his family, he went peacefully. I was at his bedside.
Yeah.
And so, along with my husband and his family.
As a matter of fact, you were the one who noticed him wasn't breathing anymore.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
He passed away at the West Island Palliative Care after a courageous battle with cancer. Cecil was an engineering technologist who worked with Bombardier for over 22 years, including spending 2 years in Ireland working for them. He also worked with Rolls Royce for over 9 years before his retirement in 2013. Wow. Just want to mention that Cecil used to design the cockpit of the plane. This was what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very intelligent, smart, wonderful, jovial man.
Mm-hmm.
He was an avid photographer and a fitness guru. Who had a passion for golfing and collecting seashells. He's got a marvelous seashell collection, which he traded with people from all over the world.
Wow.
He leaves to mourn his beloved wife, Veronica Malcolm, his children, Shona, who's the first, and who's sitting right here next to me. His son Brian, who is a police officer in Dollard, Des Hommes, and his daughter-in-law Heather, Eliza, son-in-law Richard, and Tiffany, son-in-law Sylvain. His three grandchildren, Jessica, Emma, and Riley. His brother, my husband Bernard Baines, and myself, of course, as his sister-in-law, and his sister Althea Baines Tucker. Numerous nieces and nephews and friends.
And cousin Raphael McKenzie.
And cousin Raphael
McKenzie.
Cousin Raphael. Funeral arrangements will be as follows. At Rideau Funeral Home in Dollard Des Hommes in the West Island on Thursday, August 1st, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. And on Thursday in the evening, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay.
Funeral will take place also at Rideau Funeral Home, and that's at 4275 Sources Boulevard in Dollard. And that will be held on Friday, August the 2nd, from 12:30 to 1:30, and the interment will be at the Rideau Gardens there, and that will be at 1:30.
Okay,
so 1:30 to 2, actually, it will finish. So he will always be remembered as our island warrior, will always live in our hearts. So may he rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Cecil.
Cecil Baines.
Yep.
Gone, but will never be forgotten.
Never.
He loved life.
He loved life.
And he'd want us to continue to live life and live it well.
Yep. Well, my dear, you have my deepest sympathy.
Thank you.
You're losing your dad.
Thank you.
And it's something that we all have to go through one way or the other in life. And it's always hard when it comes. It's not an easy thing. I witnessed this for myself, and I could never believe I would have be able to shed a tear for any family member, because when I left home, my grandparents died, and I went gallivanting. So it's not until dad and mom actually passed and I really took me on, and I know how you and the rest of us feel, right? You know, since then I tell you something, Cecil, you're hearing us. I know you're there looking down on us, and we are gonna be here for you, and we're gonna do something really upbeat. I know you like to dance. We could dance to a gospel song. There we go. Oh, yeah. This is the saxophone that he loves to play. And he's been playing saxophone, so I'll play the saxophone song for you, my friend. Thank you.
Oh yes,
Bernard, brother, my condolences to you. I know this take you very hard, and you know life has to continue, and God for sure would be blessing his soul wherever he is right now. I know wherever he is, he's up there right by the gate waiting for St. Peter to open that gate to him, and he will. Yeah, man. Oh yes. So sis, this is for you. This is for you.
You see, I'm so glad for life. I thank the Lord for all his mercies and all his blessings. You see, I'm going down River Jordan tonight.
We're going down River Jordan right now. There we go.
Come with me. Roll with me, church.
Roll with me, church. Roll. There we go. Everybody is in the house. You know the house is full right now, eh?
That's where you are, my friend. You are in heaven right now. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Man, I want everybody to put their hands together and start clapping. Yeah, there we go. There we go.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Really, sir. Let me do some clapping for Cecil. Yeah, man. Oh, yes. You've been sanctified. Tell you where you're going, there will be no fire, my friend.
Glory, glory,
it's all angels,
glory,
and nice cool weather.
Glory, glory,
oh yeah, you know, for the pain you were going through, my friend,
you're in the better place right now, because no more pain for you. No more pain at all. Yeah, my condolences going out to the family of Cecil. Boy, you know how all the condolences. Yeah. Let me keep it happy. Let me keep it upbeat. Yeah, man. No secret. He can do everything you want him to do. Yeah, man. So, my ladies, anything else you want to mention? Anything else you want to say?
Well, I'd like to say a little bit about Shona.
Okay, yeah.
And she can tell you better, but this is a wonderful young lady. From St. Vincent, all the Vincies out there. You have a very good representative in this young lady, who is the first daughter of Cecil Baines, of the late Cecil Baines. And she's an author. And she's written books. And She's just wonderful. So go ahead, Shona, don't be shy.
Thank you so much.
I always want somebody to write some book about me.
I will someday.
And you have to spend a little more time with me to get this, you know.
After the past couple of days, I think she has a lot to write about. I have a lot of information
for a book for you.
Thank you. I can't wait till we're going to launch it big.
Yes.
It's going to be launched worldwide.
Yes. Well, thank you very much. And I first of all, I would like to say thank you to all of the family members and friends of my dad, the Caribbean community that have been so uplifting. I arrived to Montreal on Wednesday and I have been embraced and supported with so much love that I know my dad will be definitely proud. So I feel really good about that. I want to thank everybody, people who I don't know, who's been calling the house at my uncle's place. And it's been just an absolute wonderful feeling to feel so warm and embraced and know that, you know, God is in the midst and he's holding us up and holding me up. My dad and I were very, very close, very tight. You know, grew up in the same island. So we had some definite things in common, that special things in common about the both of us, especially on the creative side. I loved music. I played the piano when I was younger. I started to play the guitar because he played the guitar. I'm a photographer. He was a photographer that everybody knew about. And so a lot of my creative skills and abilities really come from him. Even my eccentric dressing comes from him.
You're looking wonderful today.
Thank you. He's very eccentric in his style, you know. So I take a lot of that from him. So I know deep down in my heart that he and I are connected in a very special, special way. So I just wanted to say thank you first to you, his cousin, and all of the people around me, and to Gemma and my Uncle Bernard, and just everyone who's been really so wonderful during this difficult time. But in terms of my talents, God has blessed me with the skill of writing and poetry. So I have written a book that's actually on Amazon. It's for women empowerment. So it's called Letters to Girls Who Dream of Flying. So there's that. And I'm working on a poetry book, which I'll hopefully have published this year. But, you know, I always get inspiration for beautiful words and messages. So I'm hoping that, you know,
being here, I will definitely
get some inspiration for more creativity and artistry, which my dad was definitely, you know, he was gifted in many ways.
Yeah. And you're sitting next to a lady who would probably give you some good inspiration.
Absolutely. But I just want to thank the community and thank everybody just for the love, just for the love that I felt.
You see,
it's been wonderful.
We love Cecil, and you know, we know Cecil. I hope you're resting, okay? Because, you know, I know he likes to move around a lot. And I hope you're resting, my friend Cecil. Man.
Yes.
Yep. All right. So, Gems, any last words?
Well, yes, again, I would like to say thanks to all the wonderful messages. I have over 400 condolences on my Facebook page. People have reached out a lot. I want to thank them all publicly for all the phone calls and the notes and, you know, the messages on Facebook. And people have been really wonderful over this sort of very sad time for us. And on another note, I would like to really thank the community who supported the Spice Island Cultural Day, which was held 2 weeks ago, July 13th. I want to thank them for coming out, for supporting, because, you know, and for working in harmony with us, because as you see, Cecil was only 71 and he's gone. Life is very short, and it's time that we get together, support each other, and love one another. And when the Prime Minister came 2 weeks ago on the 13th at the town hall meeting on at Ruby Foo's on the 12th, and in the park on the 13th, he asked for harmony. He asked for people to be together and to work together, and, you know, as he said himself, you know, I would like to reach out for everybody to work in harmony. And that's what we're trying to do. We try to bring the community. Spice Island Day is not only about Grenada, Carriacou, and Petite Martinique. Nope. It's about all the islands coming together and celebrating each other.
Yep.
So we did that. We had over 4,000 people in the park.
Wow,
it was amazing.
Very,
and
very
I just want to say thank you very much.
Yep,
and
it was.
Hope you continue to support Spice Island Cultural Day and watch for our events coming up.
It was
Thank you. Really nice
to see the Prime Minister of Grenada over there.
Isn't he? Oh my goodness. He gave us so much hope.
My good friend.
Yeah. He's such a nice guy.
Yep.
And so down to earth.
Yep.
And spoke with everybody. He took 150,000 pictures that day with everyone who asked.
I must.
He's really doing well for the country. I want to wish him God's blessing because Grenada has come a long, long way. Through him. It's through him. Mm-hmm. So congrats, Dr. The Right Honorable Keith Mitchell.
All right. And for people, we just said before, Cecil passed away from cancer. And there was I read a news spot day before yesterday, that eating cassava at least twice a day for 3 months would kill any cancer in your body.
Where did you read that?
I have it here. I sent it to you. I think I did. Yeah,
you
I did.
You have to put where you read that. Or is it you saying that?
No, I'm not saying that. I read it. I have it in my phone. I read so much things every day. I don't remember exactly who put it out there, but I'm going to pull it up. I'll try to pull it up.
So when I go to Grenada, I'll bring you back some cassava.
Cassava, yeah. Cassava.
And I mean, I'm a cancer survivor also.
Yes, you are.
So I'm going to start
and
eating cassava.
Eating cassava twice a day for about 3 months.
Yeah.
And you go back to your doctor and he's going to ask you, where did you go and dive?
Where? What have you been doing?
Yeah. I said, you just have to say, look, I went to Grenada and I couldn't swim, but I learned to swim. Eating cassava. Don't forget that. You know, you try it. And it's not harmful. Cassava is a good vegetable. It's one of the best vegetables in the world right now. So try it. It would work for you. If it can, if it doesn't, so maybe certain things can help certain people. But it does help.
They say cinnamon, drinking cinnamon and turmeric.
Turmeric also.
It's also very, very good.
Yeah, I do. I use turmeric every day. Turmeric with honey and black pepper. Put some black pepper in your turmeric.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A turmeric would work, but it work 90% better when you put black pepper in it. Okay?
Well, I will take your word for it because I see you're doing really well from since you had your cancer.
Yep. And I'm zero. My PSA is 0.0 for the last, since 1.5 year after I had my operation.
Fantastic.
All right, so this one we're going to take us out with Cecil. This one is for you, my friend.
Thank you, Raf.
You're welcome.
The Lord said, he who is without sin, cast the first stone.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, man. Cecil's favorite instrument. I know he played the guitar, but he also played the saxophone. We're going to be back with more. You listen to Caribbean Kalaloo here on CJLO, Concordia University Radio. Call a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. The Kalaloo is on because, hey, yeah, let me go down with this one. Oh yes, all of us join in, everybody all over the world. Let me say it. Our Father pray. There we go. As we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Yeah, man. Oh yeah. Boom boom boom. Yeah man. Cecil, my friend. Rest in peace. And the glory is all over you. All over. Forever. Amen.
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 My friend, and it's the father from no one till then, the past and the future, no one till then. So give thanks and praise, I envy and raise to the Almighty. What must give praise? And
I need to Ali hand them, raise up, man. Put up your hand, them, and wave your hand. Wave your hand for Cecil. There we go. We don't want to fuss and no fight. We have to unite. Yeah, man. I hope all the family, them, hear this song, would unite. Unite is what would take us to heaven. Otherwise, you know you're going down to hell if you don't unite, okay? Caribbean Kalaloo, we'll be right back.
August 20th to 25th, MuTech presents 6 days and nights of electrifying experiences, showcasing live electronic music and digital creativity with more than 80 artists for its 20th edition this year. Tim Hecker and Konoyo Ensemble, August 21st at Théâtre Maisonneuve. Three epic nights at MTELUS, the all-live, all-improv Circle of Live with Sebastian Moulart, Matthew Johnson, and more, August 22nd. Friday Techno with Blauan on August 23rd, and then Dance Till Dawn with Jelen, Nicola Cruz, and more, August 24th. For more info, schedule, free programs, and tickets, hit mutech.org or download the app.
The Groove Masters Hour on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. The Groove on your way home. 514-848-7471. Give us a call.
Excuse me. Is that your real voice?
Oh yes, this is the Caribbean Kalaloo. We're going to continue with some more later.
Smash up to the time, you know it's Crop Over 2006.
Crop Over in Barbados coming up this weekend, next week I should say. All right, bye.
Oh, all of the beige and lovely ladies, the stop over.
Them girls are pretty, and they keep me satisfied.
Let me go from the top because them girls have to keep me satisfied. You know how it is.
Smash up to the time, you know it's Crop Over 2006. tornadoes. See me, I see a cartel and Peter Ram. And for the crap over, and all of the Asian lovely ladies, just stop over.
Them girls are pretty, and me keep me satisfied.
Oh, yeah.
I need a woman by my. Woman.
Cartel and Peter Ram. Peter Ram.
Lovely ladies, the stop over.
I need a woman by my side, yeah. Down the road, one who can make me realize, yeah. Down the road, that I should never lose my pride, yeah. Down the road,
them girls are pretty, and they keep me satisfied.
Barbados girls, yeah man, we're going down the road with all you. Let me go. Yeah man. Spring Garden, here I come. Spring Garden are coming down there.
Them girls are pretty, and they keep me satisfied.
DJ, hello, Caribbean Callaloo, I tell you something. Here we go here.
Sugar.